So I went to the grocery store and I was able to talk to a lady. She had a watch on. I said, I can't wear a watch. Every time I've tried to wear one, it just quits working. And she said, why? Would you? I said, well, I think it's spiritual. I said, I know too much. And every time I wear a watch, it's like 666, you know. Then I told her, I said, I can see 666 in everything, but also can see the spirit in everything, the blood of his cross. I showed her the black, white, and the red is the blood of his cross. And so she said, wow, thank you for that. Thank you for that. She said, I understand. And I showed her how the blood is up at the top of the ceiling. The red represents the blood. It's at the ceiling. And so I live in a different plane. Even though I'm down here, I'm in between. I live in the natural. My affections are above. I'm still walking down here. But I'm decoding this reality because just like you can decode the Bible and rightly divide the Bible, you can rightly divide 3D around. And it makes people mad because they don't like to believe that God's in control. They want to be in control, but God is in total control. When I was a kid, my uncle would call me Paduk. I thought, why is he calling me Paduk? Now I know, because Pa, you got God the Father, Pa, and Duke is to lead. Pa Duke. Duke is to lead, and Pa is God the Father. So God the Father leads and guides. When your mother and father forsake you, the Lord will take you up. You know, there's a lot of people in this world, they were forsaken by their mom and daddy. Maybe they had food and shelter, but that's about it. They weren't taught spiritual stuff. They were actually surrounded by witches and drugs and drinking and warlocks and insanity. So you're surrounded by the drama of a worldly person, and you're saved, or you're called to be saved. And so God has to take some people up, you know. When my mother and father forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Or when your mother and father forsake you, the Lord will take you up. And so what you have to realize is that even in your blood, not everybody's going to get saved, and they're going to go to hell and burn. You can tell them the truth till you're blue in the face, but if they reject Jesus, it's on them. It's on them. And a lot of times, you know, you try to tell them, but they try to overtalk you. You're trying to tell them deep spiritual truth that everything has to have a priest class. And so Jesus came down and he went through what we went through because he felt our pain. A high priest has to be able to feel your pain, you know, to make offerings and sacrifices for you. And so Jesus sat down, a high priest, after the order of Melchizedek. And if you don't have a high priest to make the offerings for you, you're in sin and you're going to hell. And so by them rejecting Jesus, the high priest of their soul, they choose to go to hell. And those that are choosing Jesus, whether it's blood, whether they're blood or not, they're your enemy because they're an enemy of Christ. And they want to pull you back to Babylon and the cares of this life and stuff and drama and focus on stuff and not the truth, you know. Those of us who are in the truth, we don't care about stuff. Stuff burns up. We care about souls. You attack my soul, you're an enemy. I don't care who you are. If you attack my soul with gaslighting, lies, half-truths, you're my enemy, period. And it's your choice. You chose to be my enemy. I didn't choose it. I know who you are. I play your game, but I know you. I can see you 1,000 miles away. I know who you are. you attack my soul with lies and half-truths and false doctrine and fake code and gematria lies and all that stuff, you're my enemy. And you chose to be my enemy because you chose to try to pull me out of Christ, which is impossible because we have eternal life, eternal security. Once saved, always saved. So go ahead. Let's see what God does. If God is your father, don't you think your father's going to protect you? My neighbors who were messing with me, I prayed about it. 2 weeks later, they had the U-Haul truck, and they were gone. They were gone. Now I'm praying about the other neighbors that are my enemy. They chose to. I'm not their enemy. They're my enemy. So we'll see what happens. I'm gonna do some fasting, praying about that. They already fought amongst each other. One of them don't even go over there anymore because they're fighting each other. Oh yeah. We see through it. Spirit of Jezebel versus the spirit of Elijah.